have to deal with in meditation. But don't think that you know that it's somehow weak to sit on a chair. If you have a lot of pain, develop a good chair posture. I found in this retreat in Toronto, it was quite in New Zealand, it was interesting because there were three people on the retreat who had been sitting for about 5 years with a lot of physical pain, and they finally decided to sit on chairs, and their meditation improved incredibly. I said, well, why didn't you do it before? And they said, well, it was sort of weak. So sitting on a floor I like because it's really solid, but don't make it some kind of macho thing, you know, where you have to sit on the floor. So if you find in these meditations you just get so much pain that's just obsessing your mind, try to develop a good chair posture. Posture in general, you want to be able to hold your back straight for the duration of the meditation. So the straightness of the spine is very important for energy. And that's why we sit up on a cushion to push the hips forward. If you push your hips forward, it pushes your back up, it's easier to hold up your back. If you're sitting on a chair, like I have a friend, a monk, who's legs are warping on him, so he can't sit cross-legged. And he gets his chair, and he puts a little block of wood on his chair, so the chair has an angle forward. And that's why we use, like I have this wedge, this kind of Rolls Royce of wedges, zafus, whatever. The idea is that if you can push your back forward like that, you just get, it's less, it takes less energy to hold up your back. Imagine yourself sitting in a soft sofa, right? And your back is really sunk down, it's really hard to get the back straight. It takes a lot of work. So if you're developing a posture, look at the technology of benches or zafus or wedges or chairs or whatever you want. It's worth taking the time to do that, to kind of get yourself a nice bit of stuff to keep your back up. The posture itself, if you can get the base really solid, right? So you're really grounded, so you're not wobbly. So I've been sitting a while, so I can get my knees down. It's a nice solid triangle. Whereas if my knees are up in the air, then I only have like 2 points kind of. So it's more difficult. So people who have their knees in the air, sometimes they put a zafu under their knees. So the base is nice and solid and balanced. The hands and arms, you can rest either on your knees. If you rest them on your knees, you get chest nice and open, which is good. And gets the back nice and straight. Or you can rest them on your lap, one palm on the other. But don't rest your forearms. Don't rest your forearms on your thighs, because if you're doing that, that means your back is down here. Unless, of course, if your knees are a bit higher than. But don't just kind of rest. Learn to hold your back up. Because it's in that where you get a lot of vitality in meditation. It's learning. It's like in yoga. You really got to hold your spine up in yoga. A lot of emphasis in that. Okay? With the neck and shoulders, you want the chest to be open, but you don't want to be kind of military and tight. So you want to be quite open and tall, but relaxed. And that's something you learn. So what I do is I usually stretch my back first, and then I relax with a straight back. The chin is just the back of the neck is long and the chin slightly tucked in. Right? If you want to kind of look at your posture every now and then, sit in front of a full-length mirror. That's good. Or get someone else to help you check it out. And if you want to develop meditation, really work on your posture. If you find it difficult to sit on the floor, do hip openers, yoga postures. Get someone who knows yoga. Really open the hips up. There's a lot of hip openers you can do. Work on your posture. It's well worth it. It's really well worth it. Given all of that, you'll still have pain. and it's just going to be something you have to learn to be wise with. And by be wise with, I mean there's a way of kind of learning not to be restless with the discomfort of the body and yet not being brutal. You want to be kind to the body, but you don't want to just be shifting around all the time, because that just keeps you restless. So the body inherently is an uncomfortable sofa that you sit in. This thing has a lot of discomfort. But if you can just be with the discomfort of the body, the aches and pains, and not react to it and accept it, then the mind which accepts it relaxes and the body relaxes. So that's one of the things you learn in meditation is to actually be with the body and how to relax with the discomfort. Posture. Okay, so let's take your posture, whatever way you want to sit. Close your eyes. I'll start with a mantra, just to kind of get things rolling. A mantra is a kind of repeated sound, obviously, that is very good for centering. So this mantra is the Namo Tassa mantra, which is at the bottom of that preliminary homage. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. It's homage to the Buddha. And I'll repeat this again and again and again, and you just join in and use it as a beginning for your meditation. And so take your posture now, and so when the mantra ends, don't fidget, but actually use it as an entry into the meditation, right? And then I'll give some instruction after that. So close your eyes and bring your attention to here and now. So try to just, whatever happened in the past or might happen in the future, be in the present moment. Make that kind of determination just here now. Begin by listening to sound. Just bring your mind to listening. Awake, like you're really awake to sound. You're not thinking about sound. Receptive, you're receiving the sounds. You're here now. You're present. I'll start the mantra, please join in, okay? Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
Arahato.
Just listen to sound and notice the mind which is present. You're not thinking, you're just listening, aware, not lost in the past or future. Very present. Now I'll do a body sweeping meditation, so I'll name parts of the body. I want you to bring your attention to each part of the body and feel either like pressure or warmth or tension or pain. And don't think about the part of the body, just feel it. So it's a direct feeling of the body. So begin by bringing your attention to the top of your head. So nothing else is important now, past or future, just right now. Center of the top of the head, can you feel anything? Sometimes you'll feel things strongly, sometimes you won't, but your attention is there now. And you're not thinking about the head, you're feeling it. Center of the top of the head. Silently noticing go to your forehead. Feel the forehead, any tension, temperature. Hold your awareness there. Allow the feeling to come to you. So you compose the scattered thinking mind onto the body by noticing feeling. Bring attention to your eyes. The eye sockets, the eyeballs. Really observe very carefully. What does it feel like? Let the feeling come to you. And then hold your awareness there. Not thinking about the eyes, feeling them. Bring your attention to your right temple. Pressures, tensions, temperatures. So there's no desire in this. You're not trying to get something, but you're noticing what is. And then as you notice it, try to be very, very still. Mentally, physically, very still, observing very carefully. Go to the back of the head. Feel the left temple. Each time your mind wanders past or future, come back, feel the body. Left cheek, go to the face. Feel the nose, feel the breath of the nose, feel the bridge of the nose. So there's no commentary on this now. It's not a description, mental description, but a physical, direct physical experience. Hold your awareness at the nose, on the feeling. Now the lips, the mouth, the teeth, tongue. Now the observation is very kind. It's like you're not forcing your mind on it, but you're letting the feeling come to you, so you're kind of, you know, trying to go out there to conquer or control or dominate, but you're letting the feeling come to you. Contemplate that. Let it come to you. So you're very still, just perceiving it directly. The right cheek, right side of the face. Feel the jaw all the muscles in the jaw. Go to your throat, feel the front of the throat, the clothing on the throat, or the Adam's apple, whatever there. So each part of the body is just a way of calming yourself, composing the mind. You're not trying to get anything, it's like a training in composure, in noticing. Right side of the neck. Feel any pain or tension or clothing? To the back of the neck. And the left side of the neck. Again, a direct contact. What does it feel like? Direct contact with the body. Not thinking. Feel the left shoulder. Tensions again. Warmth. We'll move down the left arm, so the upper arm, left side. So feel the warmth of the inner arm against the body, the armpit, the muscles of the arm. The left elbow. And the left forearm. Again, you're not trying to kind of get anything, but you're continually composing the mind, calming the mind by noticing something in the present and not being caught up with thought. So it's a training. The left hand. It's like go to each finger and just really notice what each finger feels like, the warmth, the tingling. Observe very carefully. Left hand. And the right hand. right forearm. And the right elbow. Upper arm, right side. The right shoulder. Go to the chest, the right side of the chest. Center of the chest. Notice the feeling, let the feeling come to you. No desire in this, just knowing, just clear awareness. And the left side of the chest. Rib cage, left side. Round to the back, the upper back, left side. Keep with this now. If your mind goes off to the past or future, just say later. So only this is important now. Upper back, right side. Rib cage, right side. Around to the belly, feel the belly. If you're breathing into the belly, feel the movement of the belly, clothing. Look very carefully. Feel. left hip. And the left buttock, the feeling of the weight of the body, left side on the ground, very obvious kind of pressure, holding awareness. Right buttock, weight of the body on the ground. In the right hip, right thigh, pain, pressure, tension, whatever, but without the commentary, without the thoughts about it, a direct contact. So especially pain, what does pain really feel like? Is it hot? Is it vibrating? Is it moving? Is it large? Is it small? And really welcoming in like discomforts and things like that. The right knee. Right knee, right shin. The right calf. And the right ankle. The right foot, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot, the heel, the kind of a vibrating part of the body, usually. The toes. So keep using these bodily feelings as a way of composing the mind, collecting attention, being present. So it's a continual training. There's nothing you have to get, just knowing how things are. Right foot, left foot. And the left ankle. Left calf. And the left shin. left knee. Left thigh. Go to the base of the spine. Over the spine. Now bring your attention slowly up the spine. Feel spinal column up to the neck, up to the head. Feel your whole head as just a set of vibrations rather than as a concept. Now, as it were, step out and feel the whole body. Again, not as an idea, but as physical changing feeling sensations. So what is the body as a direct experience rather than as a concept? Changing physical experience. The whole body. Listen to sound. Feel the body. Listen to sound. Feel the body. And you are the knowing. Bring your attention to the breath. Feel your body expand with the in-breath. And feel your body contract with the out-breath. Feel the in-breath. Feel the out-breath. For the last few minutes, just be aware of the breathing of the body. So, the physical feeling of breathing is the object of meditation. Please stretch your legs if you want before I say something. And if anyone wants to sit in a chair to get more comfortable, please do.